Dit is SBS Dutch. Op sbs.com.au/dutch staan nog meer interessante verhalen.
In the past 20 years we've seen many teams of the centuries, the Greek, the indigenous, Italian, and now the Dutch. Why?
Well, I mean, there's always been a strong connection and a long connection between our two countries. I mean, take the name, for example. It was, before it was Australia, it was New Holland. And we've got Tasmania, which is named after Abel Tasman. There's always been a strong connection. And there's been a lot of Dutchies that live here. We have a very large community in Australia. So it stands to reason that there'd be quite a few players that would have Dutch origin playing at the highest level.
Yeah, can you give us some examples for people like me who are on the East Coast and are not really into AFL?
Yeah, well, if you're talking about names of players, well, if we go back in the day, Paul Vanderhaar played for Essendon, was a very famous player, blonde hair. He was known as a Flying Dutchman because he took a lot of high marks. He's one of the most famous players to have played from Dutch origin. But even now in the AFL, we've got players playing now. There's Nick Vlastuin, there's from Richmond, Cam Zerha from North Melbourne. We've got the Swallow brothers who play for North Melbourne. One was captain and the Gold Coast. And there's two young players, Tom De Koning playing for Carlton and Sam De Koning playing for Geelong. Sam is a premiership player with Geelong. There's been a huge amount of talent that's come from the Netherlands in terms of heritage playing at the highest level.
Yeah, so if you look very closely, you do find them, the Dutchies, in this sport.
Yes. I mean, as I said, it just stands to reason that I think there's about, from memory, there's over 300,000 Australians that claim Dutch ancestry, which is a huge number. In fact, I think it's about 1.5% of the country's population have Dutch heritage. So it just stands to reason. And that's why after the Greek team of the century and the Italian team of the century, we thought, well, let's make it official and let's name a Dutch team of the century.
Mm-hmm. And how will it work? Are people able to vote for the players they think that need a spot in that team?
Look, we invite feedback, of course. There's a couple of selectors, including myself, who have Dutch Australian heritage, who are involved in footy, who have put the initial team list up there. You can actually go to our website. The web address is aflinternational.com/Dutch Team of the Century. And people can see the names for themselves. We've also put a profile of each player up on the website.
Yeah, but no voting.
No voting because we have a selection committee. But having said that, if we have missed somebody, if you go to the website and think we have missed somebody, please let us know. In some instances, it's very obvious. Paul Vanderhaar, you think, well, okay, that sounds pretty Dutch. I'll give you another example. David Hale. David Hale doesn't sound very Dutch.
No.
But David played for three premierships with the mighty Hawthorne Hawks in the AFL, and his mother's Dutch.
Oh, 237 games I see on your website.
Yeah, very, very good player. And there's other players like that who might not have Dutch fathers but Dutch mothers. And so you see the name, it could be Ben Smith as an example. You automatically don't think Dutch, but when you see Vanderhaar and those sorts of names, well, you think, okay. That's a Dutch player.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you're going to select together with Adam Mout. We know him from Clockball, a really great book about immigration and soccer. And what will happen? Will you present the team officially?
Yes. So we've already started contacting the players. I've had a number of conversations with players over the last week, which has been fantastic. And they're all very, very excited about being named in the Dutch team of the century. The function that we're going to have is going to be at the Dutch Club in Carnegie. And that's going to be on the 13th of October. So it's a Sunday the 13th of October, starting at about midday, Dutch food, and, of course, the presentation of the orange Dutch jumper to the players. And everybody is welcome to attend. This is a function that the public can attend as well.
That sounds very exciting. I can imagine that those players, some are probably retired for a bit now, and this keeps these memories alive.
Yeah, I spoke to both the Klomp brothers the other day. Robert Klomp played for Carlton and Kim Klomp played in the South Australian competition. In fact, Robert was called, his nickname was Clippity Klomp, which is quite funny.
But
Robert was a very good player, premiership player for Carlton. And when I spoke to both of the brothers, they were both delighted. I mean, they're a long time retired, but I think it's nice that end of their careers that they can be honoured in this way.
Yeah. Well, great initiative. We're going to put a link to your website on our website, sbs.com.au/Dutch, to keep it simple for our listeners. And like you said, if they miss someone, they can send you a message, an email, and that person will be added to the list.
Oh, look, please, if we have missed somebody, let us know. We've put a lot of work and effort into trying to put this team together, but we don't want to miss someone out. Just on that point, actually, the other day we've already named a team, but I spoke to Paul Roos, and Paul Roos is a famous, very, very famous as the coach of the Sydney Swans, coaching them to a premiership and played many, many games in the AFL. He may have Dutch nationality, so we've just asked him to check. With the name Roos, you think that he may have. So it may be possible that he can come in, and that's come off a recommendation. So, yeah, please, if you think of somebody that we have missed, let us know.
It's going to be very exciting. Can't wait till October.
Thank you very much. Dank je wel.
Like, deel, geef je reactie. Volg SBS Dutch op Facebook.